Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Father God, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's thank God for keeping us, that he remembered us this day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us pray before we pray this morning, hallelujah. Father God, we want to just say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for restoring our soul. We thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us on today and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, I'm surrendering all over to you with holding nothing. Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we come, oh God, hallelujah, humbling ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand, oh God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh Lord, that you would purge the wicked out the land this morning, amen, so that we, your children, may be able to live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us today. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you would release your war and angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And by faith, we decree and declare right now that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Father God, we thank you right now for answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Take over right now as we pray and lead us together, that we may receive divine direction and instruction from our Heavenly Father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, help us on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. That you bless the word this morning as it goes forth, Father God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you allow the scripture, oh God, to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. For your word said that you keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father, as we come to Zion this morning, let us receive the blessings of Zion. Lord, as we come to pitch my prayer by faith, oh God, we ask that you move by. Oh Lord, we're sending your word while we're speaking, oh God, while we're praying, you're already answering. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come by faith this morning, Lord, on one accord, touching and agreeing, oh God, and we just want to say thank you for being in the midst. Thank you for your promises, oh God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, amen. Our Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, yes. Jesus' name. What is it that you have for us to do, oh God? And we shall be obedient, oh God, to do all that you called us to do, oh God. Only by thy strength, oh God. Oh Lord, so we ask that you strengthen us, oh God, and our enemy. And the living water, oh God, flow from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. A heart of forgiveness. Amen. And a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, we repent right now, forever agreeing with the lies of the devil. Amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for delivering us, oh God, from every lie and every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents. And we forgive those, oh God, who have hurt us. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who's ever abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us, we forgive them right now. And we ask you to forgive them, oh God, and help them, oh God, to turn from the sinful practices and evil doings of this world, that they too may be saved, that they will seek Jesus, amen, and find him and receive him. Hallelujah, their Lord and Savior. And we forgive ourselves right now as we repent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed and saved, and we belong to Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to go and never return to us, loose us, leave us, come off of us, come out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line this morning. We come against every, hallelujah, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of unbelief, doubt, religious spirit, python spirit, restricting spirits. Amen. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, anxiety, fear, pride, jealousy. We come against you right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every controlling spirit, bitter spirit, spirit of addiction, spirit of rejection, spirit of shame, guilt, condemnation, perversion, anger, rage, lack, poverty, destruction, death, premature death, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Spirits of trauma, spirits of suicide, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never to return to us. And we decree and declare this deliverance this morning as we enter in by faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. And Heavenly Father, you are our Lord in whom we trust and we seek you. And we put our trust in you that you will bless this day. Amen. Hallelujah. And that today will be a great day. We thank you for miracle signs and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. Amen. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us and those in our family right now, God, as we pray. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day, before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord, for you are good and your mercy endure forever. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy right now to ruin this day. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father God. As we enter in, oh God, to receive, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, fill us with so much joy, unspeakable joy, that all will see and know. Let the joy become so contagious that anyone that we're around, that they will too be filled with so much joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are already blessed today. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will bless us and those of us that are traveling to work this morning or will be traveling this day. Lord, that you will bless us in our going and coming on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will bless us, oh God, with traveling grace and mercies, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take or those in our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ in it, around, about it. Hallelujah. Over it. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building, place, a home, and where our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us and those in our family. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Move on us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. With your word of all praise, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that verse. Hallelujah. Your word says that God loved the Lord and that you sent, Father God, your only begotten Son, to save us. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Everyone that's here online or who have called in this morning, amen. If you called to petition in your prayer this morning, we would like to hear your prayer petition. You would need to call in to 845-277-9213. as we come touching the green this morning, we thank God for answered prayers right now, and we walk in expectancy because we believe and we trust in God for all things, amen. And so we're trusting God this morning. We come believing this morning and asking God to help our unbelief, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this morning, good morning, good morning. I see Brother Learn that you're on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you too. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to have our scripture reading this morning, and then we're going to have our prayer petition this morning. I won't be before you long. I didn't have a chance to hook up my system right. It started to download and update. And so I just wanted to make sure I did have an opportunity to get online for those who did were able to call in this morning. So I thank God for you this morning. Seems like it's just me and you on the line this morning here that have called in. So God bless you. God keep you. This morning our scripture reading is coming from the book of Luke, chapter 14, hallelujah, and 13 to 15. The Bible says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.'" Amen. So, when we look at the scripture here this morning, understand that Zacharias, while burning incense on the altar, was also praying, perhaps for a son or for the coming of the Messiah. In either case, his prayer was answered. He would soon have a son who would prepare the way for the Messiah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God answers prayer in his own way and in his own time. He worked in an impossible situation. Zacharias' wife was barren to bring about the fulfillment of all the prophecies concerning the Messiah. So if we went to have our prayers answered, if we want to have our prayers answered, we must be open to what God can do in impossible situations, and we must wait for God to work in his way and in his time. Amen. When we look at the name John, John means the Lord is gracious, and Jesus means the Lord saves. Both names were prescribed by God, not chosen by human parents. So throughout the Gospels, God acts graciously and saves his people. He will not withhold salvation from anyone who sincerely comes to him. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we look at him, we say, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." John was set apart for special service to God. See, he may have been forbidden to drink wine as part of the Nazarite vow, an ancient vow of consecration to God. Samson, who was you see in Judges 13, was under the Nazarite vow as well, and Samuel may have been also. So this is Luke's first mention of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Luke refers to the Holy Spirit here more than any other gospel writer, because Luke also wrote the book of Acts. So we know he was thoroughly informed about the work of the Holy Spirit. Luke recognized and emphasized the Holy Spirit's work in directing the founding of Christianity and guiding the early church. So the presence of the Holy Spirit is God's gift given to the entire church at Pentecost. So prior to that, God's Spirit was given to the faithful for special tasks. So we need the Holy Spirit's help to do God's work effectively, especially those of us that are in ministry. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. So at this time, we're going to receive our prayer petition. And this is just you and me, Brother Learn, on the line this morning. Amen. So you go ahead. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Yes, my prayer petition is for my mother at the loss of her best friend and her only son, which is his name is Jason. And also I want to pray for my sister, Latasha Nelson. That's my youngest sister. She had a stroke about a year ago, and she keeps having many strokes. And I'm praying that God would heal her, and I'm praying that she would get saved. She really needs to come to the Lord. I believe that this is a time in her life that she needs to come to God. And the Bible says that with tender mercies and loving kindness have I drawn thee. No man can come except he draws them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I pray that God would draw her and that she would become saved.
Amen. I touch and agree with you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning with all faith, believing on one accord, as your word says, Father God, that you will move mighty, oh God, in the life of your children. Lord, oh God, as your son has come this morning with all faith, believing, oh God, hallelujah, like you remembered, hallelujah, Lot, and how you remembered Abraham and brought Lot out. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and there's this day that you remember, hallelujah, your son, yearned this morning, and that you bring those out, oh God, and all who you pray for today, bring your sister out, oh God, hallelujah. Bring those out that he loved and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we know you to be God of all comfort, oh God. So Lord, we call upon you, Lord of all comfort, right now to comfort your daughter Connie, oh God, in the time of her loss, and comfort the son of her friend, oh God, Jason, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let peace come and be still, oh God. Fill them with so much joy, unspeakable joy, oh God, and all that they will know that they're coming from you, oh God. We pray for change on today, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new thing in them right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that all in our families be saved. Amen. That they will all come to know Christ. Lord, we ask that you draw the nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they may receive from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that you will strengthen your son, oh God, your minister, oh God. Oh Lord, make him a minister of fire, oh God. Set him a fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for continued bless the flow, hallelujah, in his life, oh God. Oh Lord, bless his latter days greater than his beginnings, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, hallelujah, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, do a new thing in him right now, God. Oh Lord, bless those in his house, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace reign over his house, oh God, in his workplace, and everywhere he go, oh God. Make him a peacemaker, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven of today, oh God, that you pour a blessing upon the life of your son, amen, that he won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray for an increase of the anointing upon his life, oh God, that he'll receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, make every creature pass straight before him, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, lead him down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And we just want to say thank him. Oh Lord, fill this temple of yours, oh God, with as much Shekinah glory as possible, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we need your glory. We thank you, oh God, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, bless him with long life. Hallelujah. Hold us in newness of life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And I decree the crown of victory over your life right now, and all that you love and concerned about. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Lord, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, I want to lift up my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and our children, family members and loved ones. My mother, Carol Dewitt, who has been dealing with, she has blood, two blood clots, and I'm believing God today that those blood clots have dissolved, and she's no longer dealing with that. It is my prayer, and I'm believing God for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that she will not suffer anymore with any blood clots, any health issues. So I am praying for deliverance from every attack of the enemy on her body, deliverance from every sickness, every disease, ache, pain, discomfort, known and unknown to man, inflammation, viruses, whatever it is the enemy has sent away, I decree and declare victory over her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking God to divinely intervene this morning, Father God, to turn it around for her good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my prayer that all be saved and my family all will come to know Christ. And God, Father God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will turn from their wicked ways. And hallelujah, that they will, hallelujah, that they will pray for you, that you will answer their prayers. Hallelujah. God, pray for every member of the Gospel Public Ministry, past, present, and future. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's my prayer that me and my husband, we will continue steadfast together in ministry, amen, that God will pour into us great and mighty, that God will do a new thing in us and in our household. I pray for newness and wholeness of life for me and you and our family members and loved ones right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for the help of the Lord for our life. I pray for continued help from our Heavenly Father all the days of our life. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, for you know all things. You see all. So, Lord, we ask for your help. We pray, oh God, for the lost this morning. Amen. We pray, oh God, for the children of this world. We pray for the peace of the world this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for those over in the Ukraine, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for the protection and the peace of your children right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for war no more, oh God. Lord, help in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you bless America, oh God, in his land, oh God. Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and his people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, help me. Hallelujah, to do thy work, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, with thy mighty hand, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I purify, sanctify our mind and thoughts. Oh, Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you this morning, Brother Learn. God bless you. I'm going to pray a comprehensive prayer. I'm not sure how long the phone will hold up for me this morning, but we're going to pray prayers of just pleading the blood of Jesus, warning the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. Lord, we can't thank you enough, Lord, that you remembered us on today, Father God. Lord, that you kept us, oh God. Amen. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we put our hope and trust in your God. Lord, we ask that you help us, oh God. Lord, touch the heart of the hopeless, oh God, and let hope return right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help our head call it on both sides. Oh, Father God, those of us, oh God, that have been operating in darkness, oh God, let us come to your true light, your marvelous light, oh God, and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, according to Revelation 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ right now over us and our entire family and loved ones. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, over the ministry, over our finances, over our businesses, over all opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our home, over our properties, over our spiritual life, over our destiny. Amen. Hallelujah. Over our calling in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a barrier around us to protect us from the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Help us to receive from you great and mighty right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm knowing that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ right now to protect us from the enemy. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that no devil can touch us. No devil can touch our children. No devil can touch those in our family that we love and concerned about. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are free from every attack of the devil. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are free right now from every attack of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft or sorcery, satanic attack. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from fear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all health issues that may arise now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all dangers and sicknesses. Amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from any limitations or stagnation. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, our entire family is set free from all attacks of the devil. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from, hallelujah, from our barriers, chains, walls, blockages that are hindering us from making progress. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from our signs of depression. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free to be happy again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're set free from all possessive heavy weighing relationships, connections. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we're totally delivered from all sin. We thank you, Lord God, by the power power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are blessed and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Blessed days are here. Breakthrough is here. Business opportunities are here. Financial increase and divine healing is here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we receive it right now. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You're doing a new great thing in us, oh God. And we thank you. The curse of stagnation is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And every witchcraft, hallelujah, is broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of lust and perversion is broken and destroyed all for us and those in our family. Amen. In the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every prayerlessness is broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're free. Glory to God. We proclaim freedom right now. Amen. We're free by the blood of Jesus Christ and whatever chain was holding us back. Amen. We're free in the name of Jesus Christ. We're free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. In the power of his name, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 28, that we're free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we receive our breakthrough right now, amen. Hallelujah, we're receiving our deliverance right now. Our life will never be the same again. Hallelujah, because we are free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we pray for divine positioning this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, divine order for our life. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for spiritual alignment right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah, as we go out today and we decree and declare that we are covered, hallelujah, with the full armor of God from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Amen. Hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we take up the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we fill our ties with the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, messenger, Satan right now, we destroy with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already worked a good work in us. Amen. We thank you for doing a new thing in us this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ in heaven, that we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. Hallelujah. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that you made us the lender, not the boy, amen, that there's no lack in our home, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we drink of the cup of blessing, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord our God, amen, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my God, oh, Lord, we thank you all today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. We thank you that we can declare and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're his children, that we're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. That our well will never run dry because you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. That we are healed, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. That you're all that we need, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for your hedge of protection around us and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for the shed blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us. We thank you that we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. Amen. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus that covers us and protects us. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare that all is well with us and those in our house. And that we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells with all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We receive it this morning, Father. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Lauren. I thank God for you this morning. I thank you for calling in this morning. Amen. I didn't know who was going to be on this morning, if I was going to be on by myself. But the Bible said, well, there are two or more gathered, touching and agreeing in his name, there he is in the midst. So I thank you,
yes, Lord,
for coming God on this morning. God bless you, too. Is there anything you'd like to say before we hang up this morning?
I would just like to say I receive it the prayer in Jesus' name, and you have a blessed and wonderful day.
You too. God bless you. God keep you. And I thank God for you. We really appreciate all that you do and allow God to use you mighty with us here at the Gospel Covenant Ministries. So at this time, we release the pastor's blessing. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your past has been washed whiter than snow by the blood of the Son of God. God does not see sin that has been washed in the blood of his Son. Live with all confidence that your future is in the hand of God, and no one can take you out of his hand. Amen. The Lord is God, and there is none like him, not in the heavens above or in the earth or the worlds beneath, from everlasting to everlasting. He is God, and it's in Jesus' name that we come together. Hallelujah, that we pray and that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Minister Lauren. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.